Unit 4, Lesson 1, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. The professor gave us a lecture on the population problems, and we learned a lot.
2. A large population has caused a lack of water. We should save every drop of it.
3.There are still a lot of homeless people who have to sleep in the street every day.
4. Recycling things like newspapers and empty bottles can help to save natural resources.
5. We can use the sun to make energy, such as a solar heating system. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. The room was so warm and the lecture was so boring that I almost fell asleep.
How about a cup of coffee?
Question. What would they probably do? 2. How many teachers are there in your school?
There are only 40 when our school was set up.But in the last 10 years, it has doubled.
Question. How many teachers are there in the woman's school? 3. I know that quite a lot of black smoke is coming out of the chimneys of the factory near our school.
Yes, it is. But I hear that the factory has promised to take measures.
Question. What are they talking about? 4.What population problem are European countries faced with?
In many European countries, the population is getting older, and many young couples choose to have one child or none at all.
Question. What major population problem is Europe faced with?
5. Did you hear the weather report for today?
The pollution is going to be so bad...that they suggested we stay indoors.
Question. What are the two speakers discussing?
6. Cam, I called you yesterday evening, but you weren't at home.
Oh, I had a busy night. I went to the library at 7 and borrowed some books on pollution there. Then I went to the classroom to complete the report about it. At about 10, I went to the computer room to submit the report to Professor Zhou by email. When I was back home, it was already 11:30.
Question. What had Cam probably done by 11 o'clock? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示。不符合的用 F 表示。
Last week, Richard's wife, Layla, had an accident. Richard's youngest child, John, was at home when it happened. He was playing with his new toy car. Richard had given it to him a week before for his 3rd birthday. Suddenly, John heard his mother calling, "Help, help!" He ran to the kitchen. His mother had burnt herself with some hot cooking oil.She was crying, and the pan was on fire. Richard had gone to his office. Both the other children had gone to school. John was too small to help his mother, but he ran to the neighbor's house and asked her for help. She soon put out the fire and took Layla to the hospital. When Richard came home, Layla told him what had happened. He was very proud of his son. When you are a man,You will be just like your father, he said. 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。
Jack, which social problem do you think the government needs to focus on most?
I think housing is a big problem. There are thousands of homeless people on the streets.
How would you solve the problem?
I have a good idea to solve it. The government could provide some money for homeless people to build their own homes.
It would probably be very expensive.
I think the government can afford it. Besides, there are many advantages. Homeless people would find it easier to get jobs if they had an address. They would learn some useful skills for finding jobs in the construction industry or home improvement.
It's not a bad idea. I think education is the biggest problem at the moment. Schools don't seem to have enough money to educate kids properly.
If we put more money into education, we will need to raise taxes. That wouldn't be popular with most people. Unit 4, Lesson 2, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. We should plant more trees to help protect the environment.
2. Never forget to turn off the lights before we leave the room.
3. When we shop, we should use paper bags instead of plastic ones.
4. We'd better take public means of transport as often as possible.
5. We knew little about our Earth until we attended the lecture on man and the environment. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Can you tell me the least expensive way to get to New York City?
If you go by bus, it's only $4.50. But if you go by train, it's almost twice that much.
Question: How much will the man pay if he takes a train to New York City? 2. There's a bottle bank near my house, so I recycle all my empty bottles.
Do you mean plastic bottles or glass ones?
Only glass ones. There isn't anywhere near me for plastic bottles.
Really? Mark was telling me that there is a recycling bin for glass bottles outside the local supermarket. He takes all his plastic bottles there.
Question: Where can the man find the recycling bin for the glass bottles? 3. Mary, have you heard who gave the lecture on man and the environment?
I missed it, and I haven't had enough time to read the school newspaper.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation? 4. What did you think of the lecture made by the Japanese professor?
I didn't like it at all.
Nor did I. I was trying to take notes, but nothing was worth taking down.
Question: What does the man mean?
5. Do you have any books about the Smurfs?
Yes, of course. They're on the 5th shelf over there.
How long can I keep the books?
For 2 weeks.
Question: Where does this dialogue probably take place? 6. May I speak to Mr. Wright, please?
There is no one by the name of Wright here.
Is your number 63980164?
No, it's 63980264. You've got the wrong number.
Question: What's Mr. Wright's telephone number? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Brown had an old friend. He lived in a small village. He asked Mr. Brown to visit him. Mr. Brown was very glad. When he got to his friend's house, he wanted to open his bag and take out his things, but he could not find his key. No, his friend said, I'll call someone to help you to open your bag. But next time, don't forget your key. Mr. Brown stayed there for 2 days, and they had a good time. Sometime later, Mr. Brown came to see his friend again. He said to himself, I shouldn't forget my key this time. But when he got to his friend's house, he found he had forgotten his bag.
4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Hi, Ben. What are you doing?
Hi, Rose. I'm writing a poster about fighting pollution.
It sounds very interesting. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I want to write a list of ways we should do. Can you give me some ideas?
Well, trees are very important. They make our streets clean and beautiful. We should plant more trees in the city.
Right. Trees make our streets less noisy. We mustn't cut down trees. We need more. Anything else?
When we do shopping, we'd better use paper bags instead of plastic bags.
Yes, to keep our environment clean is also important. We should put litter in litter bins. No spitting in public, no smoking in public, no talking loudly in public.
I agree with you. Oh, air pollution is getting more and more serious. We should stop factories from letting out harmful gases.
Thanks for your help, Rose.
You are welcome.
Unit 4, Lesson 1 to Lesson 2. A, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. To improve our environment, people should stop cutting down trees.
2. The waste paper and bottles can be recycled and reused.
3. We should refuse to use things that can be only used once.
4. The earth is crying since so much damage has been done to it.
5. Burning wood causes not only air pollution, but also the greenhouse effect. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Hello, may I speak to Alice?
Sorry, she's out at a meeting in Shanghai University.
When will she be back?
In 3 hours.
Question. What's Alice doing now? 2. What's the temperature today?
5 degrees Celsius, 1 degree higher than yesterday. But I heard that the temperature will go up by 10 degrees tomorrow.
Nice. It's getting warmer and warmer. I hate cold winter, you know.
Question. What will the temperature be tomorrow?
3. I'd like to check out those 3 and return these 2.
Okay. But they are overdue. You'll have to pay a fine.
Question. Where are they? 4. What was the population of China in 1990?
It was about 1.1 billion. But by 2005, it had risen to 1.3 billion.
Question. How large was the population of China in 2005?
5. What has Harry been doing lately?
He had a collection of stories published last month, and now he is writing a book about his experiences when he was a teacher.
Question. What does Harry do? 6. What's wrong with you?
I didn't sleep much last night. My roommates were playing online games all night long.
Question. Why didn't the man sleep much last night?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Can animals work for us? According to scientists' opinion, one day, animals may be taught to do more easy jobs. Now, in a film or on TV, we see elephants, monkeys, dogs, bears, or other animals doing a lot of things. If we watch carefully, we may find that those animals are always given a little food to eat after they have done something. The scientists say that many different animals may be taught to do lots of easy jobs if they know that they will get something to eat. We all know elephants can carry things, and dogs can look after houses, And we can also teach animals to work in factories. Apes, for example, have been used in America to help people make cars. And scientists believe that these large monkeys may one day get in crops and drive trains because people are training them to do those things. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。 This year, more than 1,000 kids from all over the world came to the United Nations UN in New York City and celebrated International Youth Day. Each year, the theme of Youth Day is different. This year, the theme is Youth and Climate Change, Time for Action. Kids got together and did a lot of activities. Each activity was about protecting the Earth. Some of the activities were very interesting, like a fashion show, a carnival, a dance, and a number of sports activities that day. One of the leaders, Dr. Carrie Goodman, says, "We choose the theme of youth and climate change because we have realized that climate changes are putting human beings in trouble. They are harming our society and daily life. We also want people to understand that no matter where you come from, being young is common. Young people get together to protect the Earth. I hope that the United Nations can hold more such kind of activities every year. That's the main message of International Youth Day."
Unit 4, Lesson 1 to Lesson 2, B, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. The world population had reached 5.3 billion by the year 1990.
2. We should put paper, glass, and cans into separate bins.
3. Every day, people throw away millions of tons of rubbish.
4. Don't let the tap run when you brush your teeth.
5. Shoppers should be encouraged to use paper bags. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。 1.
Oh, it's too late to get on a bus or an underground.
Why don't we take a taxi?
Question: How will they probably go home?
2. There are so many people in the world now. It is crowded everywhere on Sundays.
There will be a lot more people next century.
Question: What are they talking about? 3. What did you think of the film we went to see last night?
Well, the acting was terrible, and there was no story in it. I was so bored.
You're the first person I have met who hasn't enjoyed it.
Question: What does the man mean?
4. It seems like everyone's recycling something these days.
I think it's great. Even my little cousin Mark does his bit for the environment. He takes the comics he finished reading to the paper recycling bin by the park.
And Becky takes all her old clothes to the recycling center in her town.
Question: What does Mark recycle?
5. How old is your daughter, Betty?
She is 8 years old.
Mine is 3 times her age.
Question: How old is the man's daughter?
6. Did you read the book Professor Lee suggested?
It was not available in our school library when I went there yesterday. I have to wait.
I've heard that John had bought one from the bookstore near our school. Why not borrow from him?
Good idea.
Question: Where had the woman been? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sean and his friends were playing hide and seek in a neighbor's house. They were very excited, and the game was so interesting. Sean smiled to himself. This time, he had found a good place to hide, and he would not be caught. And what was his hiding place? It was a big old refrigerator, which had not been used for a long time in the kitchen. Sean opened the door of the refrigerator. There was nothing inside. Quietly, he went in, closing the door behind him. Of course, Sean was not caught, but he was in serious trouble. His friends forgot him, and they all went home. His mother came to take him home, but he was missing. Everyone helped to look for Sean. He could not be found, and his parents reported the matter to the police. In the evening, the neighbors heard a knock in the kitchen. It seemed to come from the old refrigerator. They opened the door and had the shock of their lives. Sean was in it. He was crying, and he looked frightened and hungry. 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Today, I'm interviewing 9-year-old Alex about her feelings on how people can help save the environment. So, Alex, how can we save the environment?
By saving water.
Well, how can we do that?
By not using too much water when we wash dishes, take a bath, and when we do other things like watering the plants outside.
Oh, I think I can do that. What else?
When drinking or eating something outside, you should keep the rubbish until you find a trash can to put it in, because littering makes our planet dirty. Do you like seeing rubbish all over the ground?
No, I don't. Do you have any final suggestions?
Yes. We shouldn't waste paper because trees are being cut down to make the paper. By recycling the paper,We save the forests where animals live.
So, how can children recycle paper? I mean, every day.
Well, for example, when I was in kindergarten, I used to save the newspapers so that I could make things out of them, like paper trees, instead of just throwing them away. Now the children in our neighborhood collect newspapers once a month to take them to a recycling center.
That's great. Well, thanks for your ideas, Alex. Final examination. Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. It's bad to throw away waste things everywhere.
2. Giving a talk on space is warmly welcomed by students.
3. Listen.How well John's playing the flute at the school art festival ceremony.
4. Linda is in charge of our school English news programs.
5. It's necessary for us to do more listening. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1.How long can I keep these books out?
1 month. Then you'll be fined for every day they're overdue.
Question. What is the woman? 2. How did you like the film?
It was very good. The music sounded very nice, and the story was quite moving.
But it lasted too long.
Question. What did the man mean?
3.Oh, Sally, you'd better not leave the TV on standby. Turn it off.
But, Dad, I'm going to watch the children's program at 7 o'clock.
So, there are still 2 hours to go.
Question, what's the time now? 4. The professor's voice is so soft that I can't hear the end of this sentence.
It's because the traffic outside is too loud.
Question,What troubles the students?
5. Hi, you look excited. What's happened?
Our school is going to hold a dance contest, and I've signed up for it. It's a big chance to show my dancing talent.
What's the prize?
The first prize winner will be awarded a Sony CD. I'll try my best to get it.
Question. Why was the woman excited?
6. Room and board fees are due Friday.
So is tuition.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Black was at the window of a train at a station. He was going to New York, and he was very angry. The train began moving, but he couldn't find his luggage. Then a porter came to the window. Mr. Black shouted angrily at the porter, I gave you my luggage an hour ago, but you haven't put it in the train. Why isn't it here? And where have you put it?
The old porter looked at Mr. Black and said, I looked for you everywhere, but I couldn't find you everywhere. Your luggage isn't as foolish as you are. You are in the wrong train. This one is going to Washington.
4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。
Summer vacation is coming. Any plan, Dick?
I'm thinking of going to a camp. What about you, Laura?
Me too. But it's hard to decide which to choose.
I'd prefer the adventure camp to the others because it offers outdoor adventures, wilderness trip, rock climbing, and requires teamwork. And it also offers a 4-day sightseeing tour to the countryside.
It sounds very exciting. How much is the tuition?
Only $1,800 for 12 days. It will begin on July 15th.
12 days? So it will end on July the 26th. That's great. How about the accommodation then?
Children's Palace. Very nice, isn't it? Shall we go together?
Okay, I couldn't agree more.